time for the opinion page. The first episode of Ken Burns' The War aired last night, and it didn't do much to stop criticism from many Latino groups. The documentary on World War II veterans, they argue, still leaves out too much of their story. When Hector Cantu heard about the debate, it occurred to him that film wasn't the only way to tell the story of World War II Latino veterans. He's a cartoonist, co-creator of the syndicated Baldo strip, which runs in some 200 papers. And last week he introduced a new character, Benito Ramirez, who's a World War II veteran. If Burns wasn't going to tell the Latino perspective, Cantu figured, he'd let Benitez Ramirez or Benny do it. And that's what we want you to do. We want to hear other stories of Latinos and World War II. You can call us at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or else you can email us at talk@npr.org. And Hector Cantu is in a studio in Dallas, Texas. Hector, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. First of all, for listeners who aren't familiar with your strip, tell us about Baldo.
Well, Baldo, we like to think of as a typical Latino teenager living in the United States with his father, his great aunt, and his little sister, Gracie. What we try to do with our strip is we try to present a vision, we try to present perspectives that you probably wouldn't find in your normal comic strip.
Mm. Now, how did you decide to include a storyline about Latino World War II vets?
Well, you know, as a comic strip writer, I am constantly trying to find subjects to write about. And that means every time I'm sitting at the coffee shop with my pencil, with my paper, or my laptop, I'm trying to think of something to write about. I'm always scanning the newspaper. I'm always scanning websites. And so when this Ken Burns controversy came up, I thought it was something that might be appropriate, that if there is a controversy over telling Latino stories in the media, that the comic strip, Baldo, in its own small way, was a small stage, and we could certainly tell some stories in the comic strip.
Mm. So you created the character Benito, or Benny Ramirez, and
right.
When Baldo asks him to tell a story about the war, he rolls up his pants and says, and shows a leg that's missing. He says, "Here's how I lost my leg." Tell us more about Benny. What kind of guy is he?
You know, Benny is introduced in the strip as a dad's barber. He's just an old-timer who's lived around the neighborhood for quite some time and probably kept the story to himself. That's the scenario. The only kind of mention I do make over the whole controversy is a line that Benny says in the first few days of the strip, where he says, "If I don't keep my story alive, who will?" So this is kind of we have Benny talking about his story. We have Benny realizing that if he's going to keep the story alive, that if he's going to keep people remembering him and remembering the sacrifices of men and women like him, that he was going to have to tell the story himself.
Mm. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. We want to hear other stories of Latinos and World War II. You can join the conversation. You can also send us an email at talk@npr.org. Hector Cantu, Benny faces discrimination in America and in the Army. At one point, he even wonders in your comic strip if he should join the Army to fight for a country that doesn't treat his people fairly.
Right. That was part of the strip, the story that when my partner, Carlos Castellanos, who draws the strip, when we were talking about this idea and executing it, one thing we wanted to do was present a story that is unique to Latinos, unique to the Latino veterans of the time and what they went through. So going through research, and I was very much inspired by the work done at the U.S. Latinos and Latinos World War II Oral History Project at the University of Texas at Austin. One thing I pulled out from this research was that back in the 40s, there was discrimination, and there was this feeling of, why should I do this if people here don't even like me, people here discriminate me, why should I go fight for freedom? Now, it's not unique to Latinos. African Americans went through the same thing. We have an email from a woman who said her dad was a Jewish soldier, and he went through the same thing. So it's not a uniquely Latino trait, but it was something we thought that would set us apart. And in fact, some of the emails we've gotten just shortly after the strip came out, are from people who did not believe Latinos were discriminated against back in the 40s. And so we've kind of had a debate on our website, baldocomics.com, of people going back and forth and saying, no, there was discrimination. People need to know their history.
Very interesting. The number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's go to Patrick, who joins us from Seacoast, New Hampshire. Hi, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hello. How's it going today? I just called because last topic was segregated schools, and this topic about Hispanics in World War II. In my school district, it was an all-white school except for one black student, and we didn't learn anything about World War II Hispanics. And so I was just wondering, can I get a little background information?
Sure. Hector Cantu, do you want to talk to Patrick about this a little bit?
You know, I think that's one of the issues some of the academics have with the Ken Burns documentary, is that all the books, all the material has been printed already, and if there might be Hispanics added to the show now, but that material, which is in bookstores, probably, now I haven't heard, but those are done way in advance. Hopefully they have Latino experience in them, and I think they do, and I hope they do. But I think what part of the academic reasoning is these stories need to be told, and they need to be included in textbooks, and they need to be, those stories need to be passed along to people. And again, I think that's why this project down at UT Austin, the U.S. Latinos and Latinos in World War II Oral History Project, is very important. They're collecting stories. They're interviewing people. They're keeping documents. They're doing audio recordings, video recordings. There's a huge resource there for anybody doing research and writing books or anything academic about World War II and the contributions of Latinos.
So, Patrick, that might be a good resource for you. Did you get that?
Yeah, could you do one more time for me?
It's the U.S. Latinos and Latinas World War II Oral History Project down at UT Austin. If you do a Google search, you'll find it.
All right, thank you. And that helps me a lot, too, because my area where is growing in the Latino population, where I'm so close to Boston. So it helps to know, especially working with people, and there's a lot of Latinos in my school. So I felt that I really was uninformed about this. And now that I see it going on in the media, I'd like to know more. And I thank you guys a lot, and have a great day.
Okay, Patrick, thanks so much for the call.
Yep, bye.
Let's go to Arturo, who's calling from Minnesota. No, from Michigan, Hollis, Michigan. Is that correct, Arturo?
That is correct.
Well, glad to have you aboard.
You know, one of the things that I was listening to the comments earlier is that there's an incredible amount of discrimination towards Hispanics, even to this day. But regarding veterans, the story of the American GI Forum, which is a veterans organization for Hispanics, got founded because a Hispanic soldier could not be buried in a white cemetery. And that was the seed. As a matter of fact, Lyndon Johnson was involved with it. That was the seed that formed this veterans organization strictly for Hispanics. So it still takes place. I live in Holland, Michigan, which I can tell you discrimination towards Hispanics still takes place.
What do you think?
Arturo, is that the Felix Longoria story?
That's exactly correct.
Right. We got emails immediately on the website from people saying, hey, can you tell the story of Felix Longoria? And unfortunately, it's a little too late for us to do it this time around. But, yeah, that was a very important case back in the 40s where
Hector,
this soldier came back.
Yeah, Hector, can you sum that up for our listeners really quickly just to cue them in?
Felix Longoria was a veteran who I believe, if Arturo can probably back me up, he was killed in action. He came back. And they tried to bury him at the local funeral home in Texas, and they told him, I'm sorry, we don't care if he's a war hero. We are not going to bury this Mexican guy. And that caused an uproar in the town. I think it led to the founding of the GI Forum. It was heroes being treated not as Americans, not with equal rights. And I think that is something that set the Hispanic experience apart. I think African Americans went through that as well. But for Hispanics, that was a very significant event in the history of veterans.
And, you know, the American GI Forum is a leader, has always pushed education and has always pushed housing and fair treatment and voter education. And, you know, it was quite a seed that was planted from this act of brutal discrimination towards an American hero that turned out to be very, very positive. And that story should be told.
Well, Arturo, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Tony, who's calling from Las Vegas. Hi, Tony. You're on the air.
Yes. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
You know, I was just thinking, whoever did all the research for this movie that just came out yesterday, I guess they did a good job because they should have located my friend. My friend's name is Joe Gutierrez, and he was 14 years old when he crossed from the Army to the Air Force in 1948. He was flying during the Berlin airlift, and this is a very well-known fact. As a matter of fact, I think there's a few articles of him on the Internet. Anyway, he was 14 years old and flying in Berlin airlift, for crying out loud. Through fake paperwork or whatever the case might have been. Anyway, he went on, of course, to fly in the Korean conflict, and I did not meet up with him until during the Vietnam days. But, you know, this would have been a real good story, you know, a 14-year-old flying in the, you know, brand-new Air Force in 1948 would have been, you know, real good as part of the movie, I think.
I think that would have been a great story. Tony, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We're talking about Latinos in World War II, and our guest is Hector Cantu. He's the co-creator of the Baldo comic strip. You can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-989-TALK or email us at talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Hector, let me come back. Tell us how you came up with this character, Benny. I suspect that he's a composite, but where did the experiences come from?
Yes, he is a composite. What I did is I did a lot of research into Latinos telling their stories, what they went through, and I tried to pick elements of their stories that were unique to being Latino, or very heroic. For instance, the story of someone shooting 50 Nazis and getting the Silver Star. That actually was 100 Nazis and the Medal of Honor, but I kind of downgraded that a bit just to match my story, that this guy had been holding the story in secret. Somebody had told me that if he was a Medal of Honor winner, everybody in town would know that he was a Medal of Honor winner. So it is just a composite of different characteristics, different stories. Most everything is based on fact. I'm not going to say the strip represents anything factual, but it is based on fact, and it is what a lot of Latinos went through, and a lot of the stories are just reflected in Benny's story.
There's a real universal message in this. When he's explaining to Baldo about his experience, you know, the kid says, "Gosh, you were in war. That must have been so awesome." And he says, "Well, no, it really wasn't awesome," and goes on to tell some difficult stories. So there's a real universal message in this strip as well, isn't there?
Right. I think, you know, younger generations may think it's cool, it's interesting, you know, it's fun, it's exciting, it's like a video game. And I think an old-timer would tell us, no, it's not. It's pretty brutal, it's pretty bloody, and it's pretty hellish, and it's not anything that you want to go through yourself. And sure, that's the message that I also got by reading these stories of veterans, that war is not pretty, and if young people think it is, that they're way off the mark. But he sets Baldo straight right away. He gets into the story and starts telling him about what he went through, about his injuries, and how people really, you know, come through at the end. They come through for Benny. They come through for justice. They come through for fairness.
Mm. Well, let's go to Frank, who's calling from Charlotte. Hi, Frank. You're on the air.
Hi. My grandfather, I'm from East Los Angeles, but I live in North Carolina right now. And my grandfather fought in Saipan, and my uncle, he fought in down there in the Pacific, where they had the real fight down there, you know, where a lot of Americans died. And one of them died in 64, drank for 19 years, and the other one died just about 5 years ago. So,
wow.
Anyway, I just thought I'd like to say that.
Well, I appreciate it, Frank. You haven't had a chance to look at the Baldo strip, have you? The comic strip?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at any of the stuff, but there's actually a lot of books that you could actually read about. If you want to call it, you know, we're Yaqui Indian and Irish. If you want to call us whatever, you know, Mexican Americans, or we consider ourselves to be Yaqui Indian and American, but we've been fighting in the war for the America for quite some time now. You know, Vietnam, Korea, you know, East Los Angeles area. You can go to the East LA Library and find all kinds of books about that stuff.
All right, Frank. Well, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate
it. I can't hear you too good, so that's why I'm just talking. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Anthony, I think what we're seeing here is this reflection of how people love telling their stories. They're proud of these stories, and they're proud of what their fathers and mothers did. And when you have you're telling a story around a campfire, and people are bringing their stories, people want to have a chance to tell their stories. And I think part of the issues, the controversy with the Ken Burns documentary is people being told, we don't want to necessarily hear your story right now. People want to hear the stories. People love telling stories. And if people feel left out of that campfire storytelling, they might get a little bit, bent out of shape about it and said, hey, how come you're not letting me tell my story around the campfire?
Mm. I'm curious, is Benny going to go on in your comic strip?
You know, people have asked me that. We're not sure. Carlos and I have thought about it. He's a unique character. He was created for a specific purpose. He's in his 80s. He may or may not return. I mean, we go through so many storylines and so many things that we want to write about. If there is a role for an older gentleman, maybe Benny will be back.
Hmm. Well, Hector, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thanks for sharing your comic strip with us and talking to us about it. That's Hector Cantu. He's the co-creator and writer of the Baldo comic strip. He joined us from the studios at Cake Mix Production Company in Dallas, Texas. There's a link to the Baldo strips, including Benito Ramirez, at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington.